Pray over the word. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. And Father, as we open your word today, I pray for revelation, knowledge, and understanding to flow. I thank you that as we open your word today, faith will come. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you will praise and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. How about we give our podcast listeners a nice hand clap this morning? We're glad they're listening. Praise the Lord. So we're going to touch on just some things real quick that we went over on Wednesday night. If you're going to go to John 14. We got into John 14, 15, and 16, talking about the Holy Spirit. And so we're just going to touch on it because I just, like I say, I want everybody to be on the same page with the rest of the body. Amen.
Amen.
John 14, verses 15 through 18. It says this, if I can get there. All right. verses 15 through 18. It's hard for me to not start in 12. Let's start in 12. I said to myself on the way here, I was not going to do this, and now I'm doing it. John 14, verse 12 says, most assuredly, this is Jesus talking. He says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's Jesus. You believe he can do it, right?
Yes.
He's the mighty Jesus, right? He can do it. If you ask him, you believe he can do it, right?
He can do it.
So because he says, whoever believes in me, see? So we believe in him. Verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another what? Helper or comforter. That he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him. You know him.
That's right.
They say, you know him. Yes, I do.
Yes,
he said, but you know him. excuse me. For he dwells with you and be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. All right. So Jesus is leaving, going to the Father, right? He says, but I'm going to leave you a helper, or I'll send you a helper, right?
Yeah.
Then he may abide with you forever. Then he says in there, and look at it again in verse 18, he says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Now, how's he going to do that? By the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Now,
that's why we have Jesus who abides with us forever. He said, you abide in me and my words will abide in you. Right? All right. So we see there that he is our helper. The Holy Spirit is our helper or our comforter. We see that he dwells with us and is in us. He dwells with us. And he is in us. Go to John 14, 25. John 14, 25. All right. Yes, Jesus talking here. He says, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the helper, who was that? The Holy Spirit. Yes. Whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all the things that I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So we also see now that the helper, the Holy Spirit, who is going to be sent to us by the Father, will teach us. He is our teacher. He will teach you. He is also peace.
Amen.
When the Spirit of God comes on you, peace comes with him.
Amen.
Peace, oh, you can always tell the difference when it's God and when it's not God. And it's called confusion. When confusion shows up, we're not talking about God.
That's right.
When fear shows up, we're not talking about
That's right.
God. Peace. When peace shows up, that's God.
Amen.
When peace comes, that peace, you know, that passes all understanding, when that peace comes upon you, everything's okay. Everything's just, no matter what the storm is, When that peace comes,
Amen.
You just bathe in Him.
That's right.
You just bathe in the Spirit. Right, bathe right in it. Yes, walk right through that storm. Amen.
Glory.
So we see that He's a teacher, and He brings peace. He abides in us. He abides with us. He is our helper. Look at John 15. John 15, let's go to 26. It says, But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of Me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with Me from the beginning.
Amen.
Oh, wow. So here we see the Spirit. He is the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
The Spirit of truth. He will do something, He said. He will testify of Jesus. He will always testify of Jesus, just as Jesus always testified of the Father. There's a chain of command here that Christians don't like. Christians don't like chains of command. They don't like to do things in order. Why can't I just do what I want? This is what Christians do today, and they do what they want. And that's why they're growing by leaps and bounds in their churches, because guess what? I get to do what I want. Jesus said, you do whatever I command you. Uh-oh. Sounds like a commander-in-chief, isn't it? Sounds like He's the in authority, right? Sounds like He's probably number one, and when He speaks, we listen. And then when He tells us something, we obey. See, I've seen so many people get so mad at the pastor because the pastor says do thus and so. And they get up, so you can't tell me what to do. What do you mean tell me to read the Word? They get upset about it. Why? Well, the pastor said to. He can't tell me what to do. I'm free. Jesus made me free. You have no idea. He didn't make you free to do just whatever you want.
We're love slaves.
Right? We're love slaves, absolutely. We're free.
Amen.
We're whether bond or free. We see that throughout the Word all the time. But we're not bond servants. We're free.
Amen.
We're free in Jesus. We're free. We serve Him freely. Because we love Him, because He first loved us, right?
Amen.
We serve Him because, you know what? That's what sets peace within us. We know we serve the Lord with gladness. Amen.
Amen.
So, He is the Spirit of truth. He will testify of Jesus. Look at John 16, verse 13. It says this, however, when He, meaning the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. He will take of Mine, Jesus said, and declare it to you. What did He just say? All the things the Father has are Mine. In other words, all the things that the Father has have been given to Jesus, and now the Holy Spirit is going to declare them all to us.
Amen.
This is how important the Holy Ghost is. Everything that God is will be declared to you, to me. Everything that He has. Oh, what's He got? Life. Life more abundantly. All my needs are met. All my bills are paid. What? The riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Greater is He that is in me. I mean, we could go and go and go.
That's right.
But we get this, we receive this now by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is why the church, this is why the devil has fought Him so much in the church, to try to keep Him out of the church. If he can keep the Holy Ghost out of the church, guess what? The church is useless.
That's right.
It's useless. You understand, Jesus did not start His ministry until He was baptized by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When He got baptized by the Holy Ghost, He went head on. Bye. The Bible says He set His face like a flint. Don't get in His way.
That's right.
Everywhere He went, He healed the sick, cleansed the lepers, raised the dead, cast out devils. Right?
Amen.
He told us, freely you have received, freely do it. Give, give, give. Wow. So He did not start His ministry until it was time. He talked to the disciples, didn't He? He said, hey, I want you to go over here. I want you to wait for the promise of the Father.
That's right.
Didn't He?
Yep.
So they got there and they waited. And we see in Acts 2, what the promise of the Father was. The promise that we're going to read it. But the promise of the Father was that the Holy Spirit's going to come upon them and of tongues of fire. And he sat down on every one of them. We're going to read it. But then they had their opportunity to do what? Start their ministry and have power in their ministry. Amen. See, there's a lot of ministries out there that have no power to them. They have no authority in them. It's almost like they're just playing church. Or they just want to be called a church. God wants us to have the fullness of God. He wants us to have the fullness of the Godhead bodily abiding in us. And that's the Holy Spirit as well. Amen. So, he says he will guide us. The Holy Spirit then will be our guide. He will not speak only but what he hears. Amen. He will declare all the things Jesus has to us. The things of Jesus, the Word, who Jesus is, he will declare to us. All that Jesus has will be declared to you. Amen. Now, we talked about the word, what it means to declare. The Winston Dictionary says this, to make clear, amen, to assert positively, yeah, to make known, to tell openly or publicly, to proclaim formally, to make a solemn affirmation of whatever. All right, amen. So, that now you're all caught up to date, right? Praise God. Now let's move and groove because we got stuff to do and we got time. All right. Let's go to Acts 2 real quick. Okay. Acts chapter 2. Praise God. All right. Acts chapter 2, we're going to look at verse 1. Now, this is what we were talking about when he told the disciples, I want you to go, I want you to wait for the Father, promise of the Father, that you'll receive. Amen. He says this, Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. He says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. So not one of them didn't show up. They were all there. Jesus said, get there. And guess what? They all showed up. There's a key, isn't it? Yeah. Doesn't that sound very important to us?
Amen.
Can't have one undecided. Can't have one not in. Not be leaving the same, hoping the same, right? Speaking the same, yeah, thinking the same. He said they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As who gave them utterance? As the Spirit gave them utterance. But what had to happen first? They had to all get there. They had to all be in one accord, ready to receive the Spirit. When the Spirit showed up, tongues happened. Don't tell me that God doesn't want tongues in the church.
He does.
Right? Amen. I mean, amen. Just like they got God out of the schools, didn't they? Got prayer out of the schools, didn't they? And they're trying to take the Ten Commandments out of our courtrooms, aren't they? Everything they can do to eliminate God from what's right, from justice, anything that would cause people to grow in peace and in harmony and in love and in one accord and being in agreement. See, where two are agreed is touching anything, it shall be done for them by our Father who is in heaven. Where one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000 to flight. This is why he doesn't want us to be agreed on anything. This is why he has divided the church so much. And there are so many different religions out there doing so many different things, and nobody knows what the other guy's doing.
And they're going nowhere.
And going nowhere. They grow in numbers, but they're not growing in the kingdom.
Right.
There was, I forget the church, they had, it was either 4,000 or 6,000 people. The pastor's going to go start another church in another place. I can't remember where it was, but this is just off the cuff here. And he got to the hotel room of this other maybe country or state that he was going to start this church in. And he heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, what are you doing here?
I'm on.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
And it startled him. He said, what? Well, Lord, I'm here to start this church. He said, I didn't tell you to do that.
That's right.
He said, you got four people out of that 4,000 or 6,000 people. You got four people that know me and are born again. Four people out of that many people did not know Jesus. So what are we doing? Are we just growing so we can have numbers and big churches? No. No, we're here for a purpose, man. We've got a plan.
That's right.
There's a race that we're all running.
That's right.
And we've got to run our own race.
Amen.
We run our race together, though.
Yes.
That's because we are a body.
Amen.
We're relaying. We're throwing the baton to one another, right? If you've ever done that, that's a lot of fun. But praise God. So this is how important it is that we have the Holy Spirit, that we accept the Holy Spirit, that we allow the Holy Spirit to, as he said, guide us, to let him teach us, right? To bring to our remembrance all that Jesus has said to us. How do we do that? We get with the Holy Spirit. We spend time in prayer, singing the Spirit, praying the Spirit, whichever it might be, praying your understanding, praying in tongues, whatever it might be. Get alone with that Spirit of peace, with that Spirit of truth. And he will guide you into all truth, he said. He will guide you into all truth. Amen. All right. We see now, we know that the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to confirm the Word, to testify of Jesus. He confirms the Word. What we preach, he'll confirm, as long as it's the Word. If we preach the Word, then he'll confirm it.
That's right.
The Bible says he'll confirm it with signs accompanying. Amen? All right. Let's look at... Did we do... Oh, boy, I don't remember. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12. Yeah, let's look at 1 Corinthians 12. I can't remember if we did this last or not. Yeah, it's good to do it twice. Nothing wrong with it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 27. It says, now you are the body of Christ and members individually.
Amen.
And God has appointed these in the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers. After that, miracles. After the leadership is established, miracles. Leadership has to be established before miracles show up. You want to know why? Because we've got chaos if it doesn't. We've got to have a chain of command in everything we do. Remember what I was saying the other day? I've got to have a pastor above me that I will allow to rebuke me, that I will allow to guide me or tell me, don't do this or you go ahead and do that. We've got to have authority in our lives. Amen. He says after that, miracles. Then, gifts of healings,
amen.
Helps, administrations, varieties of what?
Tongues.
Varieties of tongues. There's that thing again with the tongues.
Amen.
Varieties of tongues. See, your prayer language is going to be different than mine.
Yeah.
My prayer language is going to be different than yours. Amen. It's developed differently also.
Yeah.
Depending on how much you pray in the Spirit, you may be more developed than I am. Maybe I'm more developed than you are in praying in the Spirit. But I know one of two things. When we speak with other tongues, it is to benefit the body. There should be what which the Bible says to pray for, right? To pray for a prophetic utterance, an understanding of what was spoken in tongues. Now, to pray in tongues or pray in the Spirit, that is my benefit, my advantage for when I connect with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Spirit to spirit, I begin to hear.
Yes.
Spirit to spirit, I can then be guided by God.
Amen.
Amen. I can get the truth on the matter. I can get the direction I need. All by spirit to spirit. That's how we get and receive from God. Amen. He says this, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? And do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts, And yet I show you a more excellent way. And then he goes into talking about speaking in other tongues. In verse 1 of chapter 13, he says, though I speak with other tongues, or when I speak, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not what? Love. I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. So we now see that praying in tongues, speaking in tongues, flowing in the Holy Spirit is connected to love.
Amen.
Connected to love. If love is not there, you're not flowing.
That's right.
No, you're not flowing. See, God is love.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is God.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah, that's
all right, so when we want the Spirit of God in our lives, right?
Amen.
I mean, we want the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. The Bible says He's our advantage, our helper, our guide, our teacher, our comforter, bringer of truth, testifies of Jesus. I mean, so many things that He does for us. Then we have got to have love in our lives.
Amen.
And if we keep reading on, we'll see all the different things that love does. But if we don't have love, we're a sounding, clanging cymbal. Now, what does that sound like? It sounds like confusion, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yes, absolutely. So we've got to have love in our lives. And when we operate in love, we're going to be able to operate in the Holy Spirit even more. Even more. We will see healings and miracles. Amen. And I need you all to be in agreement with Sue and I. Just with our faith, we need a miracle. Yesterday. So I need you to just pray, being in agreement with our faith. Put your faith with ours, please. Not going to get into all the details, but we need a miracle. Amen? You can just say, Lord, I pray you give them their miracle.
Amen.
Amen. I'll take it. Amen. So praise God, since we're talking about miracles. Let's look at Romans 11. Romans 11. And look at verse 29. Are the gifts of the Spirit permanent or are they temporary? Let's read this. Romans 11, verse 29 says this, "For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, without reproach, irrevocable. They will not be taken away from you. Once you receive the Holy Ghost," it's just like Jesus. Once you receive Jesus as your Lord, you have to kick Him out to not have Him anymore.
Yep.
Same thing with the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
You would have to kick Him out, and you would have to do that by stupidity, but you would have to do that by your words.
Yep.
Right? You would have to say things, and I'm not even going to say it to say it.
No.
But you'd have to say some things to get Him out of your life, because He is permanently abiding in you. He abides in us. The Bible says He'll come upon us, right? Well, praise God.
Yeah, praise God.
I want that, right? Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, that I like that idea. I like the fact that He'll come upon me, that He'll work through me.
Yeah.
Amen. That He can't be taken away from me.
Right.
See, the devil can't take Him away from you. Oh, do you know how many times He tried to tell me, you did it? You committed the unpardonable sin. You're going to hell. And he'd laugh in the back. He's just a liar. And you have to understand, the Bible says that there is no truth in him.
Amen.
So if it's coming out of his mouth and it don't line up with the word, it's the devil.
It's the devil.
Amen. And just kick him out. Bye. Right? You're rebuked. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. You're rebuked. Get out of my face. Amen. Praise God, right?
Yes, amen.
This is so important that we have and know the Holy Spirit, that we know we have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He is yours. He is mine. He's here forever.
Hallelujah.
He abides with us forever.
Forever.
He testifies of Jesus. He declares of Jesus' things to you. He is our advantage.
Amen.
Why wouldn't we want more of Him in our homes, in our churches?
Yes.
We need Him in our schools.
Amen.
We need him in our workplace because it's a nightmare. We need the Holy Ghost. And you see, the thing is he was sent to us for the presence of God to abide with us forever. He was sent to us, the Bible says, to teach us, to guide us, to declare of what Jesus has to us, right?
To confirm
the word. It's so nice to know that my God is with me.
Amen.
And he's always with me. And it's nice to know that my God, who's with me, is also with you.
Amen.
Everywhere you go, he is with you.
That's right.
Everywhere you go. Everywhere I go,
that's right,
he is with me. He'll not leave me orphans.
That's right.
Now what he said, I'm not going to leave you an orphan.
Amen.
I will come to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And yes, I know he's going to come again in his return, but he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us so he could be here with us.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I think I got that done. Okay, so we looked at 1 Corinthians 13. We just read a few there. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14. Get over there. Oh, boy. 1 Corinthians. I don't know that I can read all this right now. 1 Corinthians 14. It's a lot of reading. We'll go as far as we can. How about that? Let's start in verse 1. It says, pursue love. What are we to pursue? Pursue love. Go after it. Pursue it. When I fell in love with Sue, I pursued her. I did. Well, actually, she pursued me. I couldn't get her to leave me alone. But, you know,
other than that.
But no, yeah, when I fell in love, I pursued her. She did not leave my sight. I spent every waking moment with her that I could. Right? I mean, my friends were all like, man, dude, you're crazy. What are you doing around this girl all the time? You don't even hang around with us anymore. It's because I love her. I don't love you. You're a guy. She's pretty. You're not. Amen? I mean, so we pursue love. And that's exactly what I did. Man, when I fell in love, I pursued that love. I pursued it. Number two, I knew it was God.
Yeah.
There's a key.
Yep.
To know it's God. And when you know it's God, you pursue it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Oh, come on. He said, now pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that ye may what? Prophesy. For he who speaks, now here's what we were talking about earlier. It says, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. So when he's speaking in tongues, he is speaking mysteries in the spirit. Verse 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men.
Amen.
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church,
yes,
the whole body.
Amen.
When he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with what? Wait a minute. Really? They really want us all to speak in tongues. We see it, we see it, we see it, we see it, we see it. And he's been fought and been fought and been fought to keep him out of the church, keep him out of your life. And you can have the Holy Spirit, just don't speak in tongues, because that's not him. Right? Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
They even say that he's of the, and I'm not saying that either.
That's right. Yeah.
That he's of the dog. I ain't saying that, ain't coming out of my mouth. That's how they have fought you praying in tongues. You speaking in tongues. Because when you speak in tongues, you're speaking to God. And if God speaks back, there's going to be a prophecy that edifies the body.
Amen.
Amen. All right, well, I got to keep going. He says, I wish that you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. Why? Well, that benefits everyone.
Amen.
When you prophesy. Why? Because it's in an understanding.
Yeah.
you understand it. Because what? It's English. Or whatever language you might be listening, hearing. I wish that you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. He said, unless, now let's read that again. This is important. He is great. Let's read the whole thing. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. He prays that he interprets what he speaks. Amen. That makes him greater than just the guy who prophesies. If it's not from God and he has no interpretation, he's just speaking to God. It doesn't edify the body. Therefore, he's not greater than the prophecy or the guy who prophesies. You got that?
Yeah.
Did you get all right? Good deal. I'm going to bounce, okay? Because we're going to bounce because I got too much to go through here. Let's look at verse 12. Start in verse 12. It says, 1 Corinthians 14, sorry, verse 12. He says, even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that ye seek to excel. Not that you want to excel in your ministry. Not that you want to be the big dog. Not you want to be in charge. No. It says so that the church can benefit. That the body may benefit out of it. Even you, he says, even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Verse 13, therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, I will pray with the understanding, I will sing with the spirit, I will sing also with the understanding. Amen. All right. So, we pray in the spirit. We pray then that we interpret. If we speak in another tongue, then we pray the Father for the interpretation of what the utterance was that the Spirit uttered out of you in tongues. Right? See? We saw in Acts chapter 2 that the Holy Ghost came upon them, right? Yes. Tongues of fire sat on each and every one of them, right? And they began to speak in another language, right? Yes. Nobody else knew what was going on. But it said, as the Spirit gave them utterance, yes, they were talking and straight to God. Instant communication by baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yes. And the Spirit was the one giving the utterance. Now, what do they need to do? Pray for the interpretation of what they said. Why? Because God was talking back.
Amen.
God was ready. He was going to send them out.
Yes.
Your ministry is going to get powerful.
Amen.
Very. As powerful as it can be. Why? The Holy Spirit is now with you. This is why we need Him so bad. He's our guide.
Amen.
He's the order.
Yes.
He's the we need him.
Amen.
I want our ministry to be powerful.
Yes.
I want you, when you lay hands on somebody, that they get healed. Why? We put our faith in God, not in ourselves.
That's right.
When we put our faith in ourselves, we lose.
Amen.
We must put our faith in God and Him alone.
Right.
You are God alone. All right. Praise God. He is exactly that. He is God alone. He's God. But you know He needs you?
Amen.
You know He does need you.
He needs
you. I mean, if He has to, He'd use a donkey.
Yeah.
Right? He'll make the trees clap if He needs to.
Uh-huh.
He'll make a rock cry out if He needs to. But guess what? He'd rather have you. He wants you to cry out. To sing praises in His name. To clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. This is what He wants. He needs you. He loves you.
Amen.
He wants you. He'll settle for the angels. They're programmed. They have to. They have to, but you don't have to. That's why he wants you so much more.
Amen.
Because you do it because you love him.
That's
why we praise God. That's why we sing to God. That's why we clap our hands and bow our knee. That's why we do what we do. Why? Because love.
Amen.
Because we have to. We don't have to. We want to. And that's why he loves us so much.
Amen?
Amen? All right. All right. So he says, what is the conclusion then? He says, I'll pray in the Spirit. I'll pray with my understanding. I'll sing in the Spirit. And I'll sing with my understanding. Amen. Now, let's see what I'm going to do here. We don't have any more time. You ought to go and read this entire chapter. Okay, 1 Corinthians 14. Read that entire chapter, all right? I'm just picking and pulling some things out here, but it's important that you would read the whole thing. I wish we had some time, but we don't. let's look at... Let's look at verse 20. It says, brethren, sister, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice, be babes, but in understanding, be mature. In law, it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips, I will speak to this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me. He's going to use men or women. He's going to use us to speak to this earth. He's going to use you if you're usable.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got to be available.
That's right.
Amen. You got to be available. You got to say, Lord, here I am. Send me.
Yes.
Not Haiti. Not Russia. It's cold. Nah. Right? No, you've got to be available. Bill had to be available. And God said, I want you to go to Haiti. Bill said, when am I leaving?
That's right.
Right? Obedience. Yeah. Obedience. Right? We want to be available. And mighty signs, mighty wonders, mighty things took place in there.
Amen.
Miracles took place there.
Glory.
I mean, God did so many things there. It was great.
Yeah.
We built a school. We built a church. We put a well in. We gave goats away. You know, it was great. We raised our kids. Their kids that were there that we sponsored, we raised them for years.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful thing. But when we went, the anointing went with us. The Holy Spirit went with us. The power of God was there to heal, cleanse, raise the dead, cast out devils, right?
That's right.
And that's what Bill went and did. That's what we went and did as a body. Our youth ministry went down, and that's what we did. When Dad and I went down, the mighty miracle of all miracles, I mean, I love miracles. Dad and I went down to hunt down a builder. We were trying to find a builder. Why? Well, we wanted to build a church, we wanted to build a school, and we needed to put a well in.
Yeah.
First day there, we ran right into the builder.
Yes.
It would have took us, we didn't know where he lived. It would have took us forever to find this guy. You know, there's a lot of Haitians down there, right? And we found the guy in the first day, had the meeting, gave him the cash, had it all set up. We're sitting on top of the roof of the hotel on the first night going, well, what do we do now? Hey, you want to go fishing? Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. We flew right out the next morning to Miami and went fishing. Ha! But that's how good God is, how quick God is. When you're obedient to God, man, God will move now.
Yes.
God will move now. Why? He wants you blessed. He wants you happy. He wants you well. We're going to walk in divine health and divine wealth in 2018.
Amen.
Period.
That's right.
That's all there is to it. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. All right. So praise the Lord. All right. Look at verse 39 of 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 39. It says, therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently in order. You can close your Bibles. Praise God. Now, he added, I like how he added that last little bit, didn't he? Let all things be done decently and in order. There's a chain of command.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. There's an anointing with organization. I don't know if you know that. When things are organized, the Spirit can move much easier.
Amen.
When there's all kinds of craziness going on, how am I going to hear the Holy Spirit speak when I can't hear myself think? Right? Because I'm letting too much confusion go on. And there's where the leadership steps up and says, wait, hold on. You know, this is not an open forum here. We're here for God. We'll talk later. Right? Amen. This is why we do what we do. It's why we come together as a body, to be on one page, to be of one accord, to speak the same things, to believe the same things, right? To hope in all things, right? We love.
Right.
We come together, and that's why it's so important that when we... I'll have to figure out something on Wednesdays, because I know not everybody can be there. Sometimes I even have trouble getting there. But we'll have to figure something out, because I want us all, and we didn't have anybody here to do the podcast, so we wouldn't have been able to record it, and it was, you know... So we've got to get all that set up and set in line, but... because I want us all to be on the same page. If I preach on the Holy Spirit on our Wednesday night service and you're not here and we don't have a podcast set up for it, now you're missing out. And every Sunday I'm not going to be able to have time to go back over everything on Wednesday because you know I'm a treacher.
Yeah.
I'm a treacher. When I treach, I preach. Preach, treach. You know what I mean. It's hard for me, but why? Because I want the Holy Spirit to talk and speak to you. Because you are searching things for God. You're searching Him out for answers, for understanding, right? Amen. And so I've got to be in tune with the Holy Spirit that He wants me to say something, I say it. Right? Amen. Why? Because it may not be for me, but it might be for Gene.
Yeah.
Specifically. It may be for Andre while he's here today. Whatever it is, I must flow in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Why do you think Jesus didn't start His ministry until He was baptized with the Holy Spirit? He had to be in tune.
Yes.
Always in tune. Always in tune, right? Everywhere He went, He was in tune with the Father.
Yes.
And then He would specifically talk to the Father early in the morning or late in the evening. He would go off to be by Himself.
Yes.
And talk to the Lord. Talk to the Father. Doesn't that sound good for you and me to do the same?
Yes.
That we go by our, get alone, you know, just for a little bit of time and spend that with the Father?
Yes.
Yeah? And then we can pray in the Spirit. And guess what? Speak mysteries and be instantly connected to the mighty Father God as we speak in other tongues, as we pray in other tongues. And then we can even do one better. We can ask the Father, Father, You've heard me now. I prayed in other tongues. I'm asking now, Father, for interpretation.
Amen.
Father, please tell me what was said here. What open my ears.
Amen.
To know what we said, what we talked about, to know that mystery. And then guess what? Get ready.
Yep.
Get a piece of paper and a pencil, and God's going to start rolling. And you better be quick about it.
That's right.
Amen. Because He will. He wants you to benefit, see?
Amen.
This is why the Spirit of God was given for us, to us, yes. To abide on us and to be with us. And He's our advantage and He's our helper and He's our guide and He's our teacher. Amen. He's our comfort. He's our peace, the bringer of truth.
Yes.
We can go on and on and on about how mighty He is. We can go on in 1 Corinthians 12 and see the gifts,
yes,
of the Spirit and what He brings. Oh, man. He's so good. He's so good. And we need power in our lives. We need power in our ministry.
Yes.
We need power in our homes,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen. That when our children get sick, that power is with us to heal.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Not tomorrow. Right? Now.
That's right.
You saw Jesus and it was all of a sudden, wasn't it?
Amen.
He'd pray, whap, healed,
right,
healed. Prayed twice over one guy, but I was in just a few minutes. And I see men like twigs. Oh, yeah, well, you know, you're healed. Right? He came up and, yeah, praise God.
That's right.
Right now. Amen. Why not?
That's right.
Let's take off.
Amen.
I'm ready,
yeah,
to jumbo jet out of here and do whatever God has for us. I pray you are too. And I think, like I say, we just stay together in one accord, come together. We're going to make things happen. God's going to do some things, and we're going to see some mighty things take place. Amen?
Amen.
Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yahoo.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you'll lift your hands. Father God in heaven, we bless you. We thank you and praise you for Jesus. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father. I pray, Father, for the Holy Spirit to come upon us and to always abide with us. I thank you, Father, that He is our advantage here in this earth. We say, Holy Spirit, guide us, teach us, bring peace, bring truth, and work mighty things through us. Help us to develop our spiritual tongues, and we thank you for that. And we ask, Father, as we go this week, that you'll watch over us, give your angels charge over us to guard and keep us in all of our ways, that in our pathway there is life and blessing. And I call this body blessed in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. Love you. God bless you. Have a safe week. We'll see you Wednesday.